Gary Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior. This is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
I was coming down on the bus with my girl when a big Marine sat down between us. Believe me, I told him where to get off.
That's good.
No, that's bad. My girl got off with him.
Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. Yes, Jimmy Durante, Gary Moore, Jerry Sullivan, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Pietman. And we bring you now the only man who Joe Louis was ever afraid to face. And with his face, it's no wonder. And here he is, Gary Moore.
Well. Thank you. Thank you very much, my friends, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Howard.
Yes, old man?
I may appear to be weak and puny, but I'm actually quite a rugged character, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, here, watch. I'll lean right down here, and I'll tear this carpet right in half.
Okay, let me see you.
Well, now for the carpet. Laugh sooner, will you? You scare me to death.
A big, strong fella, huh?
All right, then, Howard, forget the carpet. You see this iron bar?
Yeah.
I'll take this iron bar, and I'll bend it with my bare hands. Here goes now. That does it.
Well, now, look what you've done.
What?
You've ruined a perfectly good bobby pin.
Oh, well, who cares? With my hair, I can afford it. But you know, Howard, I didn't take boxing lessons for nothing. For years, I took boxing lessons. From Arthur Murray.
Well, Arthur Murray, but he's a dancing teacher.
He is? No wonder all my opponents were girls. It was fun, though. I'll never forget the time when I was going...
Oh, there you are, Mr. Moore, you roguish little rascal.
Oh, dear. My dear little chicken, and I use the word chicken in reference to your beak, I am truly delighted to see you tonight. What's on your mind,
Oh, I'm terribly worried, Mr. Moore, about my health. I'm so tired all the time.
You are?
Yes. I come home at night limper than a sock full of warm jello.
You do.
Do you think you could help me?
Can't. Why, bless your little hockey puck. You know, I had precisely the same trouble, but then my doctor told me to get myself a medicine ball.
Well, did the medicine ball do you any good?
Well, yes, except I had to drink so much water to swallow it. Right thing there, but have you tried going in for athletics, Mrs. Wordle-Burdle?
Oh, yes. At college, I used to always enter the potato race, but it didn't seem to help.
Why not?
I don't know. I could never beat the potato. You see, the trouble is mostly with my legs, Mr. Moore. My feet keep falling asleep.
Oh, they do, huh? Well, let me see. Suppose I examine your legs for the proper reflex. Here now, stick your knee up in the air for a minute.
All right.
Well, the last time I saw a leg like this, it had a message tied to it. But here now, Mrs. WB, you bend your knee and I'll tap it for reflex.
Well, okay.
All right, here we go. Well, no wonder your foot keeps falling asleep.
Mr. Moore, you mean I've got water on the knee?
Water, nothing. You've got Ovaltine. And with Mrs. Wordle-Birdle taken care of, let's call on yet another intellectual giant, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. Listen to the mockingbird. Wait a minute. That's not a mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird. That's not a mockingbird. I'll try once more. Listen to the mockingbird. That's a mockingbird. Nobody fools Durante on music. After all, I was the leading tenor in that famous opera, Naughty Marietta. After spending 6 months with the show, they threw me out.
Why?
I was naughtier than Marietta.
I love that kind of carries on.
But Garrison, if my voice isn't up to its usual par tonight, it's because I forgot to take my nose drops.
Your nose what?
My nose drops.
Now there is the understatement of the week.
Mr. Moore, how would you like to go back to announcing records on the make-believe ballroom? I was at home the other night eating some electric bulbs. You see, I'm on a light diet. And who do you think came walking in? My carrier pigeon, Herman.
Walking? Well, Jimmy, why wasn't he flying?
He was grounded for stunting over a crowded stadium. Anyway, he had a message from the... Anyway, he had a message from the dean of my old alumnus, Cucamonga College.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. I thought you told me you went to Yale.
I did, but I had to leave on account of girl trouble.
But there are no girls in Yale.
That was the trouble. However, the dean wanted me to come back to college and give a scientific lecture on science.
So, Randy, giving a science lecture, well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Come to think of it, there is a family resemblance. I'm only kidding, Gary. But, Gary,
yeah.
I'll never forget my first day back on the campus. What nostalgia. Strolling down Flirtation Walk, I met my old flame, the college widow. And what happened? I lifts my hat, she drops her eyes, and we hits the bench together. What stupid musician. I'm just about to hold her hand when who should sit on the bench between us? A little squirrel.
Yeah?
I gives him a peanut and shoos him away. Now I'm just about to put my arm around her when the little squirrel jumps up between us again. So I gives him another peanut and shoos him away. I'm just about to kiss her when tragedy strikes. The squirrel is back again.
Well, what did you do?
I gave him a quarter and told him to buy his own peanuts. He was last seen heading towards the farmer's market. But that's all water under the knee. To get some data for my science lecture,
yeah.
I went over to the college library to borrow some books. I hadn't been there in years. And, Junior, I made a wrong move when I set foot in that library.
You did? Why?
I was $832 overdue on Forever Amber. It took me 11 months just to read between the lines. Hello? Hello? Umbriago? What's that? You are? Well, remember one thing. Keep your trap shut. No matter what happens, keep your trap shut. Goodbye.
Jimmy, what's happening to Umbriago?
He's hanging up his long underwear. Now, getting back to the continuity, where was I, Junior?
You were in the library looking up facts for your science lecture.
What a memory this guy's got.
Thank you.
Well, right away, I went to the anatomy section and picked out every book I could find on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 days, I read nothing but anatomy. Gray's anatomy, Richard's anatomy, and Brookfield's anatomy. And, Junior, did I see plenty of those anatomy books.
You did?
Yeah. Boy, what a built on them caterpillars.
Jimmy, there's one thing I'll never understand. How come they selected you to deliver a lecture on science?
That's a simple question, and I'm simple enough to answer it. Perhaps you hadn't heard of the Great Durrani Experiment. Last summer, I locked myself in my laboratory and worked on H2SO4. For weeks and weeks, I worked on H2SO4, but I couldn't get anywhere with it.
Why not?
Every time I dialed a number, I got a busy signal. Guys didn't think I could pronounce laboratory. But anyway, I finally delivered my science lecture. And it was such a success, the dean asked me to come back next fall and give a talk on molecules. And, Junior, I'd do it except for one thing. What's a molecule? And why should I talk about them?
Well, that's very simple, Jimmy. Listen, and I'll explain it to you. You see, a molecule is an ion. And what have you got your eye on? Well, anything in a sweater. And what's a sweater? Ribs. And who had the most famous rib? Adam. And what is Adam? Adam is a hat, and you're always talking through your hat, and that's why the dean asked you to come back and lecture on molecule.
He asked a civil question, and he starts a civil war.
Look, Jimmy, I didn't mean to be insulting, but after all, I can't take you and Cucamonga College very seriously. What kind of a college is it? Furthermore, where is Cucamonga?
Where is Cucamonga? I'll answer this guy in his own vernacular. First of all, what is Cucamonga? Cucamonga is a town. And what do they grow in Cucamonga? They grow grapes. And what do we get from grapes? Champagne. And what's in champagne? Bubbles. And who uses bubbles? Dancers. And where did the first dancers come from? Greece. And where? And Greece is a country near Turkey. And where's Turkey? Turkey is near Mesopotamia. And where's Mesopotamia? Mesopotamia is near, near, Mesopotamia is near, near...
Yeah?
I give up. How do I get back to Cucamonga? Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song.
Roy Bargy in the orchestra now, and a Roy Bargy arrangement of In Acapulco.
Roy Bargy and his orchestra playing in Acapulco. To gather atmosphere for this number, Mr. Bargy spent 4 years on a desert island living with nothing but monkeys.
Nothing but monkeys? Well, didn't it affect him?
On the contrary, Junior, he's very happy. Every night he hangs from the chandelier and peels bananas with his toes.
Jimmy, I hope the islands don't affect me that way. You know, I'm leaving here in 4 weeks.
No kidding. Have you got your shots yet?
Have I got... Oh, brother. Yesterday, I had 2 tetanus injections, 1 smallpox injection, 3 yellow fever injections, 2 typhoid injections, and 1 injection of cement.
Cement? What's that for?
That's to fill up the holes made by the other injections. And that's only half of it, Jimmy. Let me show you what I had to go through down at the USO headquarters.
Very well, Junior. I shall retire to the cornfield to make sure I'm all ears.
Well, I guess this is it, all right. It says USO on the door.
Halt! Who goes there?
Oh, now, don't get excited. It's just me, Gary Moore.
Mr. Moore? Oh, isn't this thrilling? Mr. Moore, you must introduce me to your daughter, Dorothy La.
Dorothy La? Well, that's the right idea, but it's the wrong girl. Oh, Mother, call the cows in. I'm pulling them tonight.
Now, you listen here, you. This place is full of maps and government secrets. If I let you come in, are you sure you can be trusted?
Can I be trusted? Why, for years, I was one of the few men to know the secret ingredients of our most powerful military formula. Why, without this secret formula, 1 out of every 2 men in our frontline forces would be helpless.
What is the name of this all-powerful formula?
Shh. Spam.
In that case, you take a seat with those other gentlemen. Your name will be called in a minute.
Thank you very much. can I sit next to you, mister?
Sure.
Well, who are you, one of the actors?
Who, me? I'm Jojo the Dog-Faced Boy. And boy, have I got an act. Boy, it kills him. Every time. What an act.
Well, what do you do?
I'm a tap dancer.
Tap dancer, isn't that great?
Gary Moore here, please?
Yes, I'm Gary Moore.
I have to have your measurements for your overseas uniform. Give me the figures as I call them out.
All right.
Shoulders?
32.
Sleeve length?
32.
Chest?
32.
Waist?
32.
Hips?
No fair. Now you're trying for 64. But say, listen, if I'm accepted for overseas duty, who else is going to be in my troop?
Well, I see from your application that you requested Lana Turner, Betty Grable, Hedy Lamarr, and Lauren Bacall.
Mm-hmm.
What's the idea of asking for all those beautiful women?
Well, I'm only human, you know. I've got to have someone who can cook. What a foolish question.
Mr. Moore, what kind of act are you going to do overseas?
Well, you know me, lady. I'm going to go around telling a lot of funny jokes.
I mean, what are you going to do for our side?
Well, if you put it that way, I've got a finale that'll absolutely kill you. A juggling act in which I juggle 3 rabbits, a baboon, 2 gophers, 4 woodchucks, and 3 chickens.
Why, that's magnificent, Mr. Moore. Give me a demonstration. If you can really do it, you're all set.
Why, all right, there's nothing to it. Stand back. Here goes. Hop, hop, rabbits. Hop, hop, baboon. Hop, hop, gophers. Hop, hop, woodchucks. Hop, hop. How do you like that? Somebody slipped in an eel. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now may we refer you to Miss Jerry Sullivan, the queen of our charm department, who sings for her selection tonight, Dream. Roy?
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream that the thing to do just what the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find yourself a memory there. So dream when the day is through. Dream and they might come through. Dreams never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream. In the air, you'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day's through. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream,
Glamour of Life on a Mississippi Steamboat. End, titles.
The captain's daughter wanted to get into the waves, So he pushed her overboard. Well, tonight, Jimmy, we're captains of a steamboat on the Mississippi. We're off to the boat, lickety-split.
Okay, you lickety with me, and I'll split with you.
Well, here we are, partner, steaming down the river. What's our exact location?
Don't worry, mate. Everything is ship-shaped. Latitude 43, longitude 12, shortitude 13, altitude normal, ceiling zero, compass west by northeast, and no variation in the wind.
Well, where are we?
According to my calculation,
yeah?
We're on the roof garden of the Cucamonga YWCA. Me, who can't even play handball.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Oh, look. Look, there's a lady passenger over there who wants us to pick her up. Pull into the dock, quick.
Okay. How do you like that? Hard water.
Well, look, Jimmy. Look, there's our lady passenger. Boy, is she fat.
I'll say. I hope she doesn't have any trouble coming up the gangplank. What happened, Junior?
Too much gang, not enough plank.
Just our luck. Our only passenger, and we had to go and lose her.
Yeah, partner, our competition, Tugboat Annie, is going to drive us out of business.
I'll say last Saturday she had over 5,000 passengers, and she got them by promising every one of them free drinks.
But her boat can only hold 2,000. The other 3,000 would be in the river.
That's where they did their drinking.
I see. Jimmy,
I'm tired of smoking, I tell you. I'm tired of smoking, you hear me? I hope I never smoke again!
Who are you?
Oh, just a big fat funnel.
I'd like to slug that guy in the pop deck with a poop bottle.
Look, Jimmy, there's Tugboat Annie's boat coming around the bend, and she looks like she's loaded with passengers. Yep, she's loaded, all right. Gee whiz, Jimmy, all we've done since we owned this boat is worry about it making money. I wish I had $1,000,000, then I could be satisfied.
Not me. I could be satisfied if I had a wife and 10 kids.
You'd rather have children than money?
Indubitably. When you got $1,000,000, you want 2 million, 3 million, 5 million. But when you've got 10 kids... Brother, you're satisfied.
Listen, I got an idea, Jimmy. Why don't we see if we can become partners with Tugboat Annie? You know, she might go for the idea if one of us made love to her.
A beautiful thought in a horrible sort of way.
Well, is enough water for us to pull up beside her boat?
I don't know. If I wasn't so lazy, I'd take a sounding with the lead.
This is no time to be lazy. Get the lead out and take a sounding.
Hurry through. We're off the Tugboat Annie.
Gee, this is a nice boat the gal's got here. Oh, look, Jimmy, I think this is Tugboat Annie coming toward us now.
Out of my way, landlubbers. I'm a-coming through.
Batten down the hatches, men. The livestock is on the loose. Pardon me, miss. Are you Tugboat Annie?
I ain't Wallace Beery.
Ladies and gentlemen, that last bulletin is entirely unconfirmed.
What are you two old sea dogs doing on my boat, anyway?
Oh, Annie, my sweet, this hard seafaring life is not meant for a dainty woman like you. I'd like to take you away from all this and put you in feminine surroundings, doing delicate things.
Delicate things?
Yeah. How would you like to cut live bait at Pismo Beach?
Careful, Junior. Remember, a slip of the lip may lead to a wet chin.
No, Annie, my sweet, what I meant to say was, why don't you and I become partners? Oh, I'd be your slave. I would shower you with kisses. You're so lovely with your golden hair. Why, your eyes are like two sapphires set glistening in the sun. Jimmy, what are you doing in my arms?
I can't help it, Junior. Your words overpowered me.
Oh, you can't win me with pretty words. Lots of men have fought for my hand.
I bet they stopped when they saw the rest of you.
You two broken down skippers, and this river ain't big enough for both of us. So I challenge you to a race. The loser leaves the Mississippi.
You mean?
Yes, we'll race from Natchez to Mobile.
Junior, we gotta win this race. Our only chance is to get up more steam. throw some more coal in the fire.
But we've been out of coal for hours. I've already thrown in the furniture, the lifeboats, and the poop deck.
And throwing Jacob's ladder.
All right. Here goes.
No!
Too bad. So long, Jake.
Junior, tugboat Annie is catching up to us. One more burst of steam and we'll win this race.
But, Jimmy, if the steam gauge goes up any higher, the ship will explode.
We gotta take the chance. If we win this race, we're on top for good. Here goes.
Jimmy, we won. At last, we're on top.
Yeah, but you know something, Junior?
What's that?
We're on top and the boat's on the bottom.
This happy juncture, my friends, we post ushers in the aisles to restrain the young men as we bring in the queen of our charm department, Jerry Sullivan. What's the good word, Jerry?
Well, the good word, Jerry, is just that. Good. In fact, the songwriter liked it so much he used it three times in the title. So back up while Roy and I go on to work on a fancy version of Good, Good, Good.
Jerry Sullivan.
Good, good, good. That's you, nice, nice, nice. That's you, fine, fine, fine. That's you, good, good, good. That's you, your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, ooh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find a proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, yum, yum, yum. That's you, good, good, good. That's you. I never went to Vassar University, therefore I have a limited vocabulary, and so I use the language that I have on hand while making love to you on your veranda. Good, good, good. That's you, nice. That's you. A sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you. Good, good. Sweet, sweet. Fine, fine. Yum, yum. Good, good, good. That's you.
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Colin.
Forces Radio Service.